Okay. Welcome to Shir and Targumim, Parshas Vayetze. The Shir this evening is sponsored by Moshe and Shoshana Shillet, marking the yard site tonight of his mother, Drezel Bas Ephraim Fischel. Shabbat Shalom and Aliyah, Shasim Moshe Nachas Ruach, and the Tavim, so some Maisim Tavim, the families involved in. The Shir is also co-sponsored by Murray and Michael Tannenholtz, marking the yard site today of their wife and mother, Ruth Tannenholtz, again, the Neshama Shalev and Aliyah, Shimach Nachas Ruach, and the Tar Mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim, that the family is involved in. We were taking a look yesterday at the description of the children born to Leah, and we'll get to the children born to the Shvachos, to the maidservants in just a moment. And I had mentioned yesterday the comments of the Sfarno, where the Sfarno writes that it's clear that Rachel and Leah freed both of their maidservants, Bilhah and Zilpah, when Yaakov took them on as wives. And he says that's the reason that the children were considered to be equally a part of Klal Yisrael, equally a part of the Yerusha, of the inheritance. Just wanted to start tonight by pointing out that this idea, which the Sfarno says, is already in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel many, many centuries earlier. So just to take a look at the pasuk in Perek Lamed Pasuk Dalid, Vatitain lo es Bilhah shivchasa le'isha, right? Rachel gave to Yaakov her maidservant Bilhah to be a wife, right? So what's meant by to be a wife? Obviously, you know, that was the intention over here. So based on that, the Yonasan ben Uziel writes, v'shachraris le' yas Bilhah amsa. Rachel emancipated her maidservant Bilhah. She was meshachrish. She let her go. Umasra le'le into. And she gave over Bilhah to Yaakov le'into as a wife, meaning not a pilegesh, not a concubine, not a, you know, not something less than a wife. She was a full-fledged wife, you know, chuppah, kiddushin, you know, you name it, the 9 yards. And that's why, you know, the children of Bilhah are considered to be a full-fledged part of Klal Yisrael. A few psukim later, when we have the same thing with regard to Zilpah, right, Pasuk Tes, so Leah gives over Zilpah to Yaakov, Vatitein also LeYaakov LeIsha. Here too, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel writes, V'shachraras yas Zilpah amsa. She freed, she emancipated her maidservant Zilpah, V'yahavis yas LeYaakov LeInto. She gave her over to Yaakov to be a wife. Okay, so that's this point, which is made by the Sfarno, was really already in the Yonasan ben Uziel, you know, explicitly, you know, as well, many, many centuries before.
So,
yeah.
I apologize. How did it reconcile now, later on, the Yosef comes back to his father, Pelo and Ebus, his brothers, against the Shochites, being at a lower status?
Right, right.
If their mothers were actually on the same level,
right,
their own mothers.
Right, so it's an interesting question, right? We see that the Bnei HaShvachos seem to be treated, you know, with derision by the, you know, the Bnei Leah. That's what Yosef is tattling about, you know, back to Yaakov Avinu. So I think, unfortunately, the answer, to get the answer to that, you just have to look around the world today. There's this thing called Yichus, you know? Okay, technically everybody's equal, but some people are more equal than others, right? That's so that was true back then. Okay, yeah, technically we're all on the same level, but you know, but your mother started off as the shivcha. You know, our mother started off as you know, as the gvira. You know, as the one who was not the shivcha. So Bilhah is married to Yaakov. She gives birth to a child. Pasuk Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. Vatomer Rachel Donani Elokim. Rachel said, Hashem has judged me. V'gam shoma b'koli. And he has also heard my voice. V'yitain li bein. And he gave me a son. Alken karash mo Don. That's why she called his name Don, because of the fact that Hashem had judged her. It's very interesting. Judging usually has a negative connotation. So, Hashem has judged me? What do you mean Hashem has judged me? But he gave me a child. You know, so in what sense has he judged me exactly?
Yeah. Perhaps she's saying, maybe I did something wrong, maybe that has judged me. But nevertheless, he gave me.
Oh, so if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi writes Donani Elokim. He quotes from the Bereishis Rabba. Donani v'chiyivani, Donani v'zikani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged me and found me guilty, but then he judged me again and found me deserving. Meaning, right? Rachel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially judged me and found that I was wanting in some way. What do you mean? The fact that I'm barren. The fact that I'm barren is the fact that Hashem judged me and found me lacking. You know, something. But at the same time, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged me subsequently and found me deserving. He gave me a child through Bila. So he gave me a tzara, he gave me a difficulty, but he gave me a way out of the difficulty. So apparently that idea is so powerful that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a difficult situation, he gives me a way out of it, that Rachel thought that was the essence of what she wanted to convey in the name Don. You know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged me in a way that was difficult for me, but he gave me a way out, ultimately. She appreciated the difficulty even as much as she appreciated the Yeshua, you know, the salvation that she ultimately got. It's interesting, if one looks, the Targum Onkelos doesn't really add so much to our understanding of the Pasuk beyond what's the Pasuk itself. Amaras Rachel, Donani Hashem, right? Rachel said, Hashem has judged me, right? So we're still left wondering that. But if you look in the Yonasan Ben Uziel, it sounds like the Yonasan Ben Uziel learns differently than the way Rashi learns this particular Pasuk. Amaras Rachel, so Rachel said, Don Yossi Hashem Birachamoi Tovayo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has judged me with his great mercy. So it sounds like, according to the Yonasan Ben Uziel, din in this context doesn't necessarily have to have a negative outcome. Din can just mean I was examined by Hashem and he bestowed upon me great mercy. In other words, the fact that I'm able to have a child, even through a surrogate, as it were, you know, we spoke about that yesterday, the fact that I'm able to have a child through Bila is an act of great mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem, you know, judgment doesn't always mean that I walk out guilty from it. I can be judged, and I can be examined, I can be assessed, and found to be deserving. And that's the sense in which the term "don" is used over here. Yeah. Well, it depends how you look at it. In other words, the story, with the Dudoyim, you know, is it that they're not happy? Or the Pshat is, again, you know, to understand that whole story, they knew that Klal Yisrael was going to be built through the two of them. And they knew that having children, as much as it's always a good thing to have children, having children was of paramount importance right about now. And they all wanted their piece of the pie, you know. In other words, they wanted to be, you know, as involved in creating Klal Yisrael as they could possibly be. You know, which again, that understanding helps us understand a lot of what on the surface just seems to be regular rivalry between the two of them. It's more complicated than that. It's the desire to be involved in the mitzvah of creating Klal Yisrael. She was going to raise the child, the Seder al Birkai, the uncle says. Yeah.
Okay. No, so I was going to say that freeing the mother, wouldn't that make it less than a child?
Right. So that's similar to what we spoke about yesterday, but she's going to raise the child, so that's going to make it hers. The Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, when discussing the name Don, adds more to the simple pasuk, right? Again, we saw yesterday that the Yonasan Ben Uziel sees the names of some of the Shvatim as the Imahos foretelling what's going to be in the future, and that the names will somehow impact on the Jewish future. So here as well, so writes the Yonasan Ben Uziel, why did she call his name Don? So number one, because Hashem has judged me with great mercy. But Vahachdein, but similarly, Asid lemeidan al yad Shimshon bar Manoach, demin zarayose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the Jewish people through Shimshon, the son of Manoach, Shimshon HaGibor, who is going to be a descendant of Dan, Ulemimsar Biyadeyas Amod Blishtoi, and Hashem is going to deliver into the hands of Shimshon the people of the Plishtim, the nation of the Plishtim, begin Cain, Kras, Shmei, Don. That's why she called his name Don. Don is a reference to Shimshon, who's going to be the Shofet, the judge of the Jewish people, and it's through Shimshon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the Jewish people. And in this case, judging means bestowing something good upon the Jewish people. So here too, Hashem bestowed something good upon me, even though initially I started off in a very difficult situation, but he judged me and he gave me something wonderful. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge Klal Yisrael favorably and deliver them from a difficult situation through the example of Shimshon HaGibor. So here too, you know, she's looking into the future and not just speaking about her own, you know, personal issues. So Bilhah then has a second son. Vatomer Rachel, Pasuk Ches, Naftulei Elokim Niftalti Machosi Gam Yocholti. I have engaged in Naftulei Elokim with my sister, and I've been successful. Vatikro Shmo Naftali. And because she was engaged in Naftulei Elokim, she called this the name of this next son Naftali. What's Naftulei Elokim? So here, there's actually a lot in the Targum Onkelos, and we'll start with Rashi, then we'll make our way back to the Targum. Rashi writes as follows. Menachem ben Saruk, Pirsho b'machberes. He quotes the medieval grammarian Menachem ben Saruk, and he says, Menachem ben Saruk explained that the word naftule is related to a wick, tzomid posil, right? A wick where something is twisted together. Chaburim, chiburim me'es ha'mokom. I was brought together from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nischabarti machosi l'schus lebonim. I was connected to my sister. How so? My sister has had children, and now through Bilhah, I've also had children. Right. So in other words, the connection. Naftule means a connection. That I was brought together. I'm now on par with my sister. Va'ani mefarsho, I explain it, says Rashi, in a different way. Lashem ikesh ufsalto, as the pasuk says in Parashas Ha'azinu, ikesh ufsalto, a difficult, stubborn nation is Klal Yisrael. Nisakashti v'psarti p'tziros v'naftulim harbe l'amokam liyoshav l'achosi. I entreated and beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu stubbornly in order to get to this point. In other words, it wasn't easy for me to have kids. Even through Bilhah, I had to really pour out, you know, I had to really bang on the doors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, you know, in a stubborn way to be able to get this child. So two very different interpretations of Naftule, right? Either connection, right? The notion that I'm now on par with my sister, or I was fighting. I was stubborn when dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Rashi adds, V'unkulus tirgem loshen tefillah. The Targum Onkelos has a third interpretation of Naftule, and he relates it to the idea of tefillah, of davening. And we'll see that inside the Targum Onkelos. V'amaris Rachel, Kabel Hashem bo'usi. Hashem has accepted my prayer. Naftule Elokim niftalti. Right, Hashem has accepted my prayer. Bischanenusi bitzlosi chamedus. Right, I'm sorry. Bischanenusi bitzlosi. When I was supplicating Hashem through my prayer. So naftule elokim niftalti. I davened to Hashem. Right, that's the way the Targum Onkelos translates naftule. Chamedus diaheli vlod kaachasi. I desired that I should have a child like my sister. So the first words of the Targum Onkelos, Chamedus de Yehevili Labad, I desire that I should have a child, that the Targum Onkelos presumably is reading into the Pasuk. In other words, there are no actual words in the Pasuk that correspond to that, but he's understanding Imachosi to mean, I should be like my sister. How should I be like, I davened, I should be Imachosi, I daven that I should be like my sister. What does it mean I should be like my sister? I should be like my sister, that I should have a child. For afis yehevli, and Hashem gave it to me. Gam yocholti, I was successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me this wish that I had. Krashmei Naftali, she called his name Naftali, meaning the one whom I achieved through tefillah. Right? So, three different explanations in Rashi. Rashi quotes the Unkelus as the third explanation. Naftali is a lashon of tefillah. Niskabalti v'nisatarti ka'achosi, my tefillah was accepted. Rashi writes a little bit later, niftalti niskablo tefilasi, my tefillah was accepted by the Ribono Shel Olam. It's interesting to note that, you know, sometimes Rashi accepts the Targum of Unkelus as the simple pshat in the pasuk. Sometimes he doesn't quote it at all. And sometimes he quotes it, you know, and you get the impression from Rashi that he doesn't think that that's the main, you know, that that's the most straightforward interpretation of the pasuk. Here you have the impression, if he's quoting three different interpretations of the word naftule, and, you know, the third is the Targum Unkelus, you kind of get the impression from Rashi, okay, I want to let you know about the Targum Unkelus, but it doesn't sound like, you know, that's the interpretation that Rashi really holds, is the fundamental, you know, interpretation. So it's just interesting that Rashi as well is picking and choosing, you know, between different interpretations of Targum Unkelus. But if you meet a person named Naftali, according to Targum Unkelus, his whole mahus, his whole essence, is really about tefillah. You know, that's what Naftule Elokim Naftalti, according to the Targum Unkelus, means. I daven to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's, you know, that's what Rocha was engaged in. You know, she was looking from that from that perspective. Yeah. So,
if you rearrange the letters, it comes out to tefillah, right?
Yeah, interesting. Right, tefillah, right?
And it's also engaged. It's also embedded in the word as well.
Right. No, the word tefillah is really just
ingrained
in the word Naftali. Right. So it really
it really is
tefillah. The Targum Yonasa Meruziel takes this idea of Naftali being related to Tefillah, and he writes in the following fashion, very beautifully. V'amaris Rachel, Midachoko dechekis kodem Hashem bitzlo. I pushed my way in front of Hashem with Tefillah. In other words, the idea of Naftali is not just any kind of Tefillah. It's persistent and even perhaps pushy Tefillah. So I pushed my way in front of Hashem with tefillah. Biram kabel ba'usi diaheli bar ko'achosi. And indeed Hashem accepted my tefillah that I should have a child like my sister. Uf yahavli train. More than that. He even gave me two. Right? In other words, not only did I have Dan, but I have Naftali as well. I have two children. Not a simple thing. V'hach dein asidin benoi l'isperoko miyad ba'lei divoveihom. Similar to Naftali, to this idea that I pushed and I pushed and I got what I wanted, you know, by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fervor, so too my children, the Klal Yisrael, will be redeemed from those who hate them, from their enemies. B'dachakuson b'tzlo kodem Hashem. When Klal Yisrael persevere and push in tefillah before the Ribono Shel Olam. So in other words, here too, we see the Targum Yonasa Meruziel, she's not just talking about her own personal experiences. I had to push to daven, but I was answered. When Klal Yisrael push in tefillah, that's when they're going to be answered, that's when they're going to be saved from anti-Semites, and that's the symbolism of the very name Naftali.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate to associate this type of pushing for Kodesh Baruch Hu for Yitzchak and Moshe? Because he pushed 500 how many times until Hashem just said, stop, don't say anything, don't say another word to me.
Right.
He also says, I'm fine. He said, I think he said, I'm fine.
Yeah, he uses a lotion like that. I mean, the difference is, you know, Moshe's tefillahs were not answered. You know, Rachel's tefillahs were answered.
What I'm saying is that this idea of pushing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the
right
point of almost breaking it.
Well, right. The Kaviyochel, yeah.
Kaviyochel breaking
right
the Kadosh Baruch Hu down to say, okay, fine.
Right. Right. So I guess, so why isn't the Lashon of Naftali used over there? Very unusual word.
Yeah.
I guess because it didn't work.
Wow.
You know, here's the whole point that she pushed to the point of exertion, you know, and she got through, you know.
Call it named Hanina, so
yeah.
I don't know.
No, so I'm saying apparently Chanina is not as strong as Naftali. I mean, that's, I think, what you see from here. Naftali means we push, we got through in the end. For Eschanan al Hashem, but he wasn't answered, you know? So, you know, it's lacking in a certain sense. Got to focus on Osher for a moment. So Zilpah begins having children. She has God, and then she has Osher. Vatomer Leya, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ba'ashri ki ishruni bonos. In my sense of Osher, that I am deemed the Osher one by other women. Fatikra Shema Osher. She calls the name of this child Osher. What's the meaning of the word Osher? So we know from other contexts, you know, Osher with an Aleph usually is translated as happiness. You know, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, happy, fortunate to the people who dwell in your house. So Be'Oshri Ki Yishruni Banos, you know, in my happiness. You know, where other women ascribe happiness to me because of everything that I've had, you know, up until this particular point. It's interesting to note, Rashi doesn't comment on the name Osher. Interesting that he doesn't comment on it. The Targum Onkelos gives a different pshat in which, according to him, Osher in this context does not mean happiness or good fortune. V'amaras Leya, Tushbicha, Havasli, praises came to me. Arei b'chein yishav chanani neshaya, because now I will be praised by women. Ukras yashemei Osher. She called his name Osher. Now, Osher, according to the Targum Onkelos, means I am praised. You know, the one who brings about my praises by others. And as people look at my situation, it's not simply that they see me as being fortunate and happy. They praise me. Why do they praise me? So I, you know, I had a child through my maidservant. You know, why is that worthy of praise? Maybe you say that I'm, you know, I'm happy, I'm lucky, I'm, you know, that they're thankful for me, whatever it is. They realize that I'm doing my part in building Klal Yisrael. Again, as we said before. So they're praising me for having done this act, you know, to even involve my maidservant, where I didn't really have to. Rachel had to involve Bilhah because she didn't have children. Leah was you know, having plenty of kids, you know. There was no need on Leah's part to bring Zilpah into the action. In a sense, it was Leah's desire to just, you know, bring as many children as possible into Klal Yisrael. So that's something praiseworthy. Say the other women, you know, you really went above and beyond in doing this. That's what Osher, you know, is all about. Again, we look at the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel. He translates similarly. V'amaras Leya, tushbachta havosli, right? Praises came to me. Ki arum shabachuli benos Yisrael, because the daughters of Israel will praise me in that way. And thus, the children, Klal Yisrael, in the future, are going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tuv Pere Arahom, because of the quality of the fruits of their land. You know, that Moshe Rabbeinu blesses Osher, may Osher Shmeino Lachmo, V'yitein Madanei Melech, right? V'tovo B'Hashem and Raglo, you know, this is the area where Osher inhabited, was a very, very lush area of Eretz Yisrael. So people are going to praise me for having brought Osher into the world, and Osher himself is going to be characterized by giving praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the child who's going to focus on praise.
Are all the children named by the mothers?
Yeah, that's what you see, right?
The first one is by the mother, and the second one is by the
It's interesting, father. Right? So how come Yaakov didn't get in on the act, you know? How come Yaakov didn't get a say, you know? I guess each wife said to him, you know, when the other wife has the next child, then you'll get to name him, right? You know, it's interesting, right? And I was like, I guess, I don't know, it's interesting. Maybe there's something about the Shvatim where the women, the Imos, had a particular Ruach HaKodesh, as you see by the Yonasan ben Uzziel, where they saw the essence of what this child was about, maybe even in a way that they saw further than Yaakov Avinu. Again, Chazal tells us that the nevius of women sometimes is greater than the nevius of men. You know, that Sarah was greater than Avram Avinu in nevius. Okay. Just want to take a look at one more passage of the Targum Yonos and Ben Uzio, which is a very very celebrated passage. So a little bit later on, after the episode with the Dudoim, so Yisachar and Zvulun are born, okay. V'achar Yolda Bas. And afterwards, after the births of Yisachar and Zvulun, Dina gave birth to a daughter. V'atikra Shma Dina. She called the name of the daughter Dina. So here, why was she called Dina? It's interesting. The Psukim talk about why the boys were called what they were called. There's no discussion as to why Dina was called Dina. The Yonos HaBen Uzio writes as follows. Umin Basar Kedain Yeledes Bras. Afterwards, Leah gave birth to a daughter. Ukras Yashma Dina. She called her name Dina. Why? Arum Omaris, because she said as follows. Din hu min kodam Hashem. It's a judgment from Hashem. D'yahon mini palgus shiftaya. Right? HaKadosh Baruch has determined that I should have half of the Shvatim. Biram min Rachel Achasi. In other words, she has 6 of the 12 boys. Right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Brahmin Rachel Achasi Yipkun Train Shiftin. However, HaKadosh Baruch was determined that Rachel, my sister, should have 2 of the Shvatim. Heichmo Dinafakum Min Chado Min Amhoso. Right? Just as, the Shvachos, you know, the Bila and Zilpah had 2 children apiece. What was the issue? So Leah felt that the child she had become pregnant with was a boy. And she said, you know, if I have a boy, it's not going to be fair anymore. It's going to be that I'm going to have 7 out of the 12, and my sister Rachel is only going to end up getting 1 out of the 12. It's not fair. My sister Rachel shouldn't be worse, you know, shouldn't have fewer children than Bila and Zilpah. It's a din. It's been decided that I should have half. Fine. I'm done. I'm going to give this one to my sister. So that's very nice. You know, you're pregnant with a boy. You realize you're pregnant with a boy. Again, that's also Ruach HaKodesh. I don't think she went for a sonogram, right? So she realizes she's pregnant with a boy. So she says, I want this boy to be my sister's boy. Okay, that's very, very nice. How are we going to arrange this? So says the Yonos HaBen Uzio, Shmi HaKodem Hashem Tzlosa Deleya, Kodesh Baruch Hu heard her tefillah, V'schalafu Ubrayo B'me'eyom. The fetuses were switched in utero. In other words, she at the time was pregnant with a boy. Rachel at the time was pregnant with a girl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched it. V'hava Yehiv Yosef b'ma'ad Rachel v'dina b'ma'ad Leia. So the boy ended up in Rachel's womb and he became Yosef. Right? And that's the next pasuk says, V'yizkar Elokim es Rachel. She gives birth to Yosef, and the girl who had been in the womb of Rachel got transferred to the womb of Leah and became Dina. Why Dina? Because this represents the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision that this is the way, you know, that the Shvatim should be divided. Leah should stop at 6, you know, as per her tefillah, and Rachel should be zochet to have 2. So a lot to talk about with this Targum Yonos HaBen Uzio. Bez Hashem, if we come back tomorrow, so we'll talk about this very, very interesting Targum Yonos HaBen Uzio and how it's used to some extent la halacha even nowadays. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Bar.